Yeah, you talk about the roller coaster that was ridden fully on Sunday night, falling behind as they did, giving up three straight, those two goals to John Madden, and then fighting back and get two goals in 57 seconds to tie it, only to have Patrick Kane end it, put the Predators, I guess, into their misery, actually, in the last 44 seconds Sunday night. Yes, it was difficult to take.
Having said that, you're a connoisseur of what's going on around the league as well. You watch a lot of hockey. Right now, the Blackhawks are the best team in the league. Would you agree?
The Blackhawks right now, Tom, are what the Detroit Red Wings have been most of the Predators' existence. They are essentially the very top of the heap, yes.
They're just playing tremendous hockey. And for the Predators' sake, and the Preds have been very, very good, obviously, and still right in the middle of everything. You know, that's what's good. You don't have to fight back all through the winter to try and get back into the playoff mix. Still right in the middle of things. You want to stop this losing streak quick, right? Because we've always talked about this. Hockey's a game of streaks and slumps, and you just want to cut one off at three games and go ahead and win a couple of games and get things straightened out, pick up these 4 points before they come home for the homestand.
Well, precisely, and you're going against a couple of teams. Now, tonight, Columbus, whom the Predators face in Columbus on Thursday night, are playing in Long Island, and they just made a trade of some substance, I think, yesterday with the Washington Capitals. But the St. Louis Blues are a club that have struggled mightily here on home ice. As a matter of fact, it's so difficult to tell. They've only won five games in the Scott Trade Center this year out of a total of 20. They had one victory counted as a home game, but that was over in Stockholm. So I'm not going to say that worked out necessarily to their benefit. So they are an angry group. Talked with Andy Murray about a half an hour or so ago, the head coach of the Blues. He has no extras up front tonight. Paul Kariya took an elbow to the head from Patrick Coletta here on Sunday night from the Buffalo Sabres. So they're going to be scrambling a little bit to find another offensive spark for them. And, boy, is that something they ever need. They are 26th in the league in scoring. The Predators, yes, they were struggling early, but they are 12th there now. So St. Louis has to find a way of not only satisfying their home fans, but also generating some offense. Not going to be easy, but knowing Andy Murray, they're going to do everything they can to get the job done.
Pete Weber, voice of the Predators, with us on the EquipLink hotline. You mentioned that 12th in scoring and certainly have been a lot better. Kind of an anomaly, though, giving up 114 goals, scoring 112, to be a minus two on the season when you're, you know, a winning team, a team that's sixth or so in the conference, it's kind of interesting. It kind of tells me that they win close games, and when they lose, sometimes they lose pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't add up, bottom line, to it all. And here's the other thing. The big difference in the post-lockout NHL, for the most part, has been a positive performance on special teams. And the Predators are, 27th on the power play right now, coming into the game this evening, and tied for 28th on the penalty kill. So that simply doesn't add up either and lends more credence to your argument that you put forward there. And also it tells you how streaky a season can be, because since they had those effectively 2.5 days off in Vancouver before closing out the pre-Christmas Western Canadian trip, they've not won a game, and they've given up quite a few goals the last three games alone, totaling 13 goals against.
And the fact of the matter is, too, the one on the day after Christmas, I went on Saturday night. I hated it because it was a sellout, big crowd,
yes,
a lot of people visiting and so on, and you always want to play well in that scenario. And the way Chicago came in there, and to be quite honest with you, nothing more than outworked them. I mean, just beat them at every two-on-one, beat them at every loose puck. It just seemed like they got outworked, and it should have been a heck of a wake-up call for a Barry Trotz team that I don't care how good a streak you're on, you can't just throw your jerseys out there and think you're going to win games.
No, well, there's the new third jersey or not, as was the case on Saturday night. No, Tom, the outworking read-in is very accurate from what happened on Saturday. So they realized that going into the game on Sunday, and they got four past a young goaltender, Antti Niemi, who had been playing very, very well. But for a change, four turned out not to be sufficient for the Predators in that game in Chicago. If you take a look, when they've scored four goals this year, there are only two games they have failed to win. So, but post-game was very interesting because we visited with Jason Arnott, the Predators' captain, and he had this to say. We got to start considering ourselves one of the top teams in our conference. Stop thinking that we're at the bottom of the heap. we got to have a little more confidence in ourselves going out there. And I think it did show a little bit tonight, coming back after that to tie up the game. But it's still disappointing. But we got to take the positives and run with it and get ready for the next one. And that next one is here tonight in St. Louis.
That's a good point. The mental aspect of believing that you are one of the top teams in your conference. Because if you, I always believe that if you have that mentality that you're a team that's going to spend the season fighting to get the eighth slot, that that's what you're going to be. A team that's going to fight to get the eighth spot. My dad told me one time when I was a kid, if you think you're great or you think you're bad, you're right. And I think that there's a lot to be said about that. And you know, they need to start acting like how they play. They are one of the top three or four teams in this conference. If they play that way with that confidence, instead of being surprised to win, they need to expect to win.
Exactly. And let's face it, how many teams can say they've won two games from the Blackhawks this year?
Right.
Reds can't.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pete Weber with us on the EquipLink hotline. Pete, did you drop a premature flameage during the Calgary game? I'm sitting there a couple of days before Christmas night watching my game, and I just wished I could have been a fly on a wall. What does Crispy, does he even give you this stink eye? Does he look over at you? You said premature flameage.
Well, yes, I did, and he understood right away because in Calgary, they are quick on the trigger to ignite over both goals. These huge flames that are sponsored by a local energy company, when the flames come on the ice, when they score a goal, and when they end a game with a win, those things go up. Well, let's just say it was kind of like the night at then just the Coliseum in Nashville when the fireworks went off prematurely in that playoff game with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a good point. And just a general comment about the way things are going in the league right now. I feel something, Pete. I don't know if it's real. I don't know what it is. I hear about in Boston that 300,000 people applied for tickets for the Winter Classic. We're going to be going up there tomorrow with Damon Amendola. Of course, there's only about 35,000 or so you can fit in Fenway Park for that game. But it just seems like ratings are coming up more and more. The new deal at Comcast and Versus and NBC and all that, it just seems like the league is really making a push forward all the way around.
Do I ever wish I could be on hand at Fenway on Friday afternoon? Believe you me, this has been great. And as I was talking with some other people, whoever could really lay claim to the idea of staging these events outdoors on New Year's afternoon on NBC television of the States deserves more than a few claps on the back. It's just been tremendous. The network has been happy with it. The league has been happy with it. And the players truly have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and we are looking forward to the Winter Classic this year. All right, in St. Louis against the Blues tonight. Sometimes there's a lot of pressure in these ones because the Predators really know they should win this one with this team that's only won five games at Scottrade. So sometimes there's a lot of pressure to perform well when you're supposed to perform well.
Yes, and this is one of the buildings where actually historically the Predators have performed fairly well, which is good for them since they're in the division. But they're 14-15-3 here all time, and going against a Blues club that again, that should be coming out rather angrily tonight and needing to weather a storm a little bit. Pekka-Rinne is scheduled to be in net for the Predators this evening. Predators will have no one to scratch out of tonight's lineup. Dave Scatcherd was put on waivers yesterday, and Alexander Sulzer was sent to the Milwaukee Admirals. So there are no extras here. What you have is what you're going to see on the ice tonight.
And Danny and Chris Mason going in net.
I believe Chris Mason will be back in tonight. Yeah. He's the one who has the fantastic record in this all-time series, no matter which uniform he is wearing.
Yeah, just loves to play either against the Blues or against the Predators, one way or the other. All right, Pete, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you much, and happy holidays.
All right, thank you. You too, Pete.